This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم فيسخرون منهم سخر الله منهم ولهم عذاب أليم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. 30 verses, 30 days. This is day 10. Today we're looking at verse number 79 from Surah At-Tawbah. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of a phenomenon that was there within the prophetic society, specifically when it came to the behavior of the hypocrites, the munafiqeen. And unfortunately, we still continue to have this type of behavior among some people who call themselves Muslims. Perhaps they're mistaken and perhaps they are in fact munafiqeen. Perhaps they are in fact hypocrites. And every one of us has to question ourselves for hypocrisy. Are we people who sincerely wish khair for this deen, goodness for this deen, or are we people who are hypocrites? You see, one day the Prophet ﷺ, he began to encourage sadaqah. He started to ask people to give charity. Now, this is a month in which we are finding a lot of people requesting charity. So listen very careful to this particular story. Okay? Very, very carefully. He asked for charity, and Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, the famous Sahabi who was very wealthy and very pious and righteous, he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, "O Prophet of Allah, I have 8,000 dirhams. 4,000 of it I've brought for you and I'm giving it to you over here. And another 4,000, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've left for my family. So this is my 4,000 for you, and this is my 4,000, and my 4,000 for the family is at home." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, "Barakallahu laka fima a'tayt wa fima amsakt." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what you have given, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also put barakah in what you've left behind for your family. And the reporters of this hadith and the historians, they tell us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a lot of barakah in the wealth of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. So much so that when he died, for his two wives that he had left behind, the eighth that they were supposed to receive, that alone was 160,000 dirhams. Subhanallah, silver coins that is. Then another man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with sadaqah. And this man, his name was Asim ibn Adi al-Ajlani. And he came to the Prophet ﷺ with 100 wasaqs. And a wasaq is basically a measurement that they used to have historically. When you calculate it, it comes out to around 12 tons. 100 wasaqs, it comes out to around 12 tons. So he brought a very large amount of dates for the Prophet ﷺ, a sadaqah, which would be then distributed among the Muslims. And this was the sadaqah of this man, Asim ibn Adi, also a very generous donation. Then a third man came, Abu Aqil al-Ansari. This man wasn't so rich, he wasn't so wealthy. And he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he told the Messenger ﷺ, "O Prophet of Allah, I stayed up the night working, and from my work I was able to earn just 8 handfuls of date." Okay, around 2 sa'as they call it. 8 handfuls of date, of dates. So he says, 4 of them I've left for my family, O Prophet of Allah. 4 of them I've brought and I want to give for sadaqah. So the Prophet ﷺ accepted his sadaqah, but the munafiqun, the hypocrites, they found in each one of these people and in each one of these scenarios some way that they could mock. So they said, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf and Asim ibn Adi, they only brought their sadaqah with such large amounts because they were trying to show off. So they called them show-offs. They said they are doing riya. As for the third person, Abu Aqil al-Ansari, they said this man, he only brought the sadaqah, slight bit that he had, type of sadaqah that neither the Prophet needs nor does Allah need. This is what they're saying. So they said that Allah is not in need of this man's sadaqah, nor is the Prophet. He only came because he wanted to show to the people that he's this poor. So people end up giving him sadaqah as well. And to this point, and to this effect, And at this junction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ, those people who criticize and mock. الْمُطَّوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, those people who criticize the people who wish to contribute from among the believers. They want to give sadaqah and they're honest about their sadaqah and their charity. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ, and then there's also those people who they criticize. There is also among them are those people as well who don't really have much wealth, but they use their strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. They use their efforts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them to spend in the path of Allah, like Abu Aqil, who stayed up the night working to gather a little bit of, you know, charity, and he gave it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or at least half of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who criticize them, and then they also mock them, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, Allah will make a mockery out of them. And for those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a very severe punishment and a very severe torment. And the lesson to take home from this is that there are people in this world who are ready to criticize and mock at every single scenario. They will never be happy. You bring a lot of sadaqah, they won't like it. And they will say, person is showing off. You bring a little bit of sadaqah, they'll say, this person, he's just trying to prove to people that he's poor, so he ends up getting the sadaqah, or she ends up getting the sadaqah. You do this, or you do that, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So don't worry about those people, because those people have a trait and a quality of the munafiqoon, of the hypocrites. Because they're ready to criticize the believers for everything they do, whether it be lots, whether it be a little bit, whether it be right, whether it be left, whether it be right, whether it be wrong, doesn't matter to them. Because they are there to try to decrease the spirits of the believers. Keep your spirits high and recognize that Allah is there watching you. He is watching your heart. He recognizes your intentions. He realizes the type of concern that you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you do. And He also sees it if you don't as well. If it's not there, then correct it. And if it's there, then maintain it and increase it. جزاكم الله خيرا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.